You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess Starbucks doesn't want a lot of us. Starbucks is telling our customers, do not bring your guns. So for those of us that carry, for those of us who are police officers, a lot of us who are first responders, they, I guess, no guns. So we'll talk about that. I don't drink coffee. I'm rarely in a Starbucks. I really like their parfaits, though, but I'm rarely in a Starbucks, so it doesn't affect me. But it may affect a lot of you, and we'll tell you what they're asking and what they can legally allow. We're also going to be talking about group health visits. Apparently, some doctors, and this comes out of the LA Times, are going to actually see patients in groups. So it'll maybe cut back on copays, make things cheaper for everybody. So I guess I'm not sure how pap smears will happen. I mean, how do you do 8 pap smears all at the same time? But, well, talk about that. I know, they're probably not going to do pap smears. Can you imagine, right, having, I only have 2 arms. I could technically do 2 pap smears at the same time. I can't. Couldn't do 3 unless my hands moved really quick. But 8 pap smears at once? Yeah, and then let's say you're getting the prostate exam. How do they change the glove that quickly? So anyway, group healthcare visits. Then we also have, Congress is planning on defunding Obamacare in order to fix our budget crisis as we face our fiscal. You know, whatever the hell always seems to happen where we, government threatens to shut down because we don't have enough money to spend on our government workers. So then we threaten to shut down. Meanwhile, we have to keep Obamacare. So we got that baloney going on. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Starbucks will not kick us out. They won't. But the CEO, who claims he's not trying to be anti-gun or pro-gun, by the way, nobody's pro-gun, right? And I don't think, you know, there's anybody that would say I am pro-gun. I'm pro-constitution, okay? You know, I'm pro our being able to bear arms to protect ourselves. You know, it scares you to think, you know, what happened at the Navy Yard where many people that barricaded themselves in the room could not draw a firearm because they weren't allowed to bring firearms into the building. And that obviously didn't stop Aaron Alexis. So, from what we understand, CEO Howard Schultz, requested that anybody with their guns don't come. Okay? We don't want guns. Now, they do not want to, he says, we've been advocates of both sides of this debate, use Starbucks as both sides of this debate use Starbucks as a staging ground. Starbucks is not a policymaker. We are not pro or anti-gun, but he believes they should not be a part of the Starbucks experience. He said people carrying guns into Starbucks have made other customers uncomfortable. See, I'm uncomfortable when I walk into a place with no security. That's what makes me uncomfortable. So, but that's just me. All right, so what does this mean? Okay, well, if you walk into Starbucks, they're not going to ask you to leave. They're not. You will still be served. Okay, but sales aren't down, I don't think. I'm not sure why they had to come out with this kind of political statement, don't come here. And I'm not really sure what, besides being political, I know they're claiming they're not trying to be political, I'm not really sure what else they are hoping comes from this. Okay? Because when you have a facility that is advertising that nobody there will have a means to defend themselves, you are just asking for an armed robbery. You are just asking for somebody to come in thinking they're going to be unhindered. Now, when a bad guy decides to come in with a gun, okay, will a no gun policy at Starbucks really stop him at the door? Would Aaron Alexis go, oh, damn, Starbucks says no guns. Oh, I guess I can't go in there and shoot people up. No. If a bad guy wants to kill people, they are not going to look at the laminated sign on the door. They're not going to care. So you want your good guys there, hopefully able to protect you. You know, the story, when there was a Portland? When there was an Oregon mall shooting last year, the media barely covered the fact that the shooter was stopped by somebody who carried. And he pulled his firearm. And when the shooter saw that he already was, he was basically already disabled by somebody who obviously looked like he knew what he was doing, pulling his gun on him, the shooter decided instead, after he reloaded, to shoot himself and not shoot others. Oh, Dr. Guy, that's horrible. Somebody shot himself because somebody pulled a firearm on him. Well, they were shooting other people. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, whoever's shooting other people needs to be taken out. And if he decides to take himself out, I'll be fine. So where was all the publicity on that? The person who was a concealed carry that stopped that shooter, where's all the media attention to that? So I'm now nervous about walking into a Starbucks. Because if cops aren't going to be there, and any those of us who, have had training and like to don our firearm can't be there for a cup of joe, then if some bad guy decides to storm the place, we have nobody. Now, I'm sure many of you are thinking, well, the average Starbucks person doesn't carry a gun. You're right. The average person doesn't. But, if they don't want, are police's business or any of us that carry our business, then fine. It's just now I'm nervous about the safety. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. This Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo this Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right. The latest news on Alexis Aaron, the shooter in the Navy Yard massacre, was his post-traumatic stress disorder stemmed from him having seen the World Trade Center towers crash. They believe, one of you would ask, does post-traumatic stress disorder last that long? Well, of course it can. Absolutely. I don't see how anybody could have actually, I mean, witnessed that, been a part of that tragedy, and be expected to recover fully. That doesn't give them any excuse to shoot people up. Somebody like that should not be in our society if they can't handle their, have any form of self-control and they feel like they need to kill people. Could that have been an excuse? All right. Is this the family coming out saying, you know, look, cut him some slack. He saw the World Trade Center, you know, buildings fall. No, that's still no excuse at all. But when we talked about the earlier report of the post-traumatic stress disorder, that's where that's stemming from. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's talk about these group visits, these doubling up, tripling up, quadrupling up, combining your doctor visit to save money. And these aren't necessarily buddies. These would be strangers. Okay? Some doctors are testing this out where you would go and see the doctor with, I mean, and you eat restaurants with strangers. I mean, you ride buses, subways with strangers. Why not be in a medical room with a bunch of other people? Now, at first, when I saw this story, I was like, okay, no, it can't be that. Okay, they're probably doing obesity training, diabetes training, high cholesterol training, smoking training, which has happened for decades, okay? You know, when a doctor wants to give the same speech to all their patients, they're going to hold some classes. But it's more than this. They're actually talking about people getting their medical advice, their private medical advice, in group form. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Is this something you guys have already been seeing in your particular doctor's offices? Is this something you would even consider? If it saved money, if let's say you shared your doctor with three other people, such that you only had to pay 25% of your copay, would you, or 25% of the doctor visit, would you do that? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, doctors are saying, look, it's not that everybody's sitting there naked, okay? You know, we alluded to pap smears and having eight women kind of in a clock fashion around the doctor who's going, zoom, 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 zoom. You know, no, you know, that wouldn't be happening. But I think you and I know what's next, okay? If we are stumbling over ourselves, trying to figure out how to make healthcare cheaper, and we're already doing diabetic talks and cholesterol talks and blood pressure talks and obesity talks in group form, it's a matter of time where we are going to be recommending your medical care in group form. Now, we've seen this in many underdeveloped countries. You stand in line, you jump on the table, doctor looks at you. In the olden days, that's how like sports physicals would be done. Nowadays, there's a little bit of a screen, right? So people are standing in line. Then you go, you're behind the screen. Doctor checks you out. Boom, you're out of there. You know, it allows there to be less office space, less overhead. Lord have mercy, one of the biggest expenses is not my malpractice insurance. It's my overhead. It's the building that I'm in. Can you imagine if I could just set up shop in a high school gym? Just have a couple little screens. But you see, that's not how I want to give medical care. I don't want to do it that way. I love the fact that I'm one-on-one. Give people privacy, be able to talk to them, spend some time, right? They are the most important thing right then and there. It's not my cell phone. It's not my radio show. It's not my mother-in-law's birthday. It's I am sitting there for you, there to deal with your problems. That's kind of what we want when we go to the doctor. Why? Because we don't want medicine half-assed. We don't want our doctor missing something, you know, or skipping something, okay? You know, doctor, I'm here for my physical. I'm here for my refill. Thank you for getting me in with a whole bunch of people. I do feel just a little bit tired. But for the most part, you know, I'm okay. All right, great. Nice seeing you. Thank you. Here's your prescriptions. See you in a couple months. All right. But she told you she was a little tired. What could that fatigue be? Right? Is she having an adrenal issue? Is she diabetic? Is her thyroid acting up? Is she anemic? Is she a leukemic patient sitting in front of you? So, for me, I like being very, very thorough, and I have been very lucky to have graduated in the 90s. Well, I graduated residency in the year 2000, but I graduated medical school in 97, such that we were taught to spend more time with patients, all right, and to buck the HMO process that could unfortunately cause you to fall in that rut where you're seeing patients extremely quickly. And many of my older colleagues had told me, do not start with HMOs, because if you want to spend time and talk, and Dahlia, I know you want to talk, you're not going to be able to be the doctor you want to be. And I didn't. I really didn't take a lot of HMOs when I first started. So I sat there, talked to the patient. It was great. But we're losing that. We're losing that now. Now, some of you will say, doctor, my doctor ignores me anyway. He never lets me talk. Yeah, if they're in a hurry, yeah, we're not going to let you talk. It's a shame. I have no problem admitting that. You know, I mean, I would love to talk about things. I would love to shoot the breeze. But usually I'll tell you when I'm in a hurry. I'll say, look, I'm so sorry. You know, it's flu season. We really got hit with a lot of sick people out there. Got a couple sick kids in the other room I'm watching. What can I help you with now? I want to make sure I get what you need now. About what's going on with radio or TV or whatever. We need just really hit, go right to business. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest about that. Okay, it's not that I don't care about you. It's just we do have a time constraint, and I care about all my patients, and I got to get everybody seen. So, you know, right now these group visits, you're going to be seeing some of these headlines, and it is going to be sensationalized because it's a funny story. People are thinking you have a whole bunch of naked people in the room. That's not happening now. Okay, what doctors are doing is very similar to what we've been doing for decades. Have a bunch of people who you give the liver speech to or the cholesterol speech to or the smoking speech to. It makes sense. Get it all done so that you could be quick or a little quicker with your patients. If you don't have to counsel them, I give the same blood pressure speech and the same diabetes speech to every single patient. Now, I don't mind doing it because when you talk in class form, people don't pay attention. But when you're getting one-on-one eye contact, right, with the doctor, it's very hard for you to sit there and text while they're talking to you. So for me, the one-on-one is great. The one-on-one really drives the message home. But medicine is going by, is going where we don't want it to be. And don't be surprised if we're going to have, certain movements towards doing a kind of like a group type of setting. Cause it will save money. You know, I mean, let's say you have a whole bunch of kids with the flu. I could see why parents will say, look, I don't want to wait 2 weeks. If you're seeing a bunch of people with the flu and, you know, you're changing your gloves with each kid, hell yeah. Go ahead, look at my kid. Okay, you know, remember the school nurse, right, when they would check us for lice in the 70s, right? Everybody had to stand there and they looked. And then remember the scoliosis checks? The girls would be in one room, the boys would be in the other, and then they lifted up your shirt. And you had to, bend forward. I remember we were all nervous going, I don't want anybody to see my boobies, even though I really didn't have boobies at that time. My boobies, like, grew in, like, 2 weeks. I had no boobies, and then I had big boobies. It was scary. It was embarrassing. But when I didn't have boobies, I still thought I had boobies. And they're called phantom boobies at the time. Everybody else, your older sister, everybody has boobies except you, so you have phantom boobies. And, it worked. There wasn't an issue. Well, now with HIPAA and privacy, no, you can't do that. So going back, it's a step back. Now, from what we're doing, what we're understanding is this Obamacare defunding suggestion, which has been suggested by many Congress people as well as many constituents. I'm a little nervous about the defunding of Obamacare because all it takes is some other legislature, you know, to session to fund it again. So we'll talk about this. Should GOP defund Obamacare to avoid a government shutdown? Is that a smart way to go, or is it just going to delay the inevitable? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, 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 speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One thing I can't explain, not that I explain everything else well, is this huge rise in food allergies. When I grew up, maybe a couple people had to avoid some shrimp, or maybe a peanut allergy. Maybe there was that one kid in my school who couldn't have peanuts. And unfortunately, kids with food allergies get bullied. And I remember that kid getting bullied. It was a tiny kid who couldn't eat peanuts. And because, you know, he stood out, everybody gave him a hard time. But it was just one kid in the whole school that I knew of. Unless the other kids said, oh, hell no, I'm not going to say anything. Maybe that's why. Maybe people decide to say mom. But they say food allergies cost the United States $25 billion a year. You guys thought the liberals cost us money. People with food allergies cost the U.S. $25 billion a year. All right. Now, of course, you know, Obamacare comes up with ways to, you know, have doctors paid less. Oh, doctors are making too much money. If you saved just half of this kind of money, all right, on food allergies, maybe you wouldn't have to go after the doctors. Okay, can you leave us doctors alone? We aren't getting overpaid. I'm not. As primary care doctors, we're not getting overpaid. Let me tell you that right now. So, they say, apparently, this $25 billion comes from a whole variety of costs. It could be families having to purchase allergy-free foods, children ending up in the emergency room. They think it costs about $4,100 per child. So ER costs, you're taking off work because your child had a food allergy, and a variety of other out-of-pocket expenses. Caregivers being involved. And, I mean, that's kind of a lot of money. They say 8% of U.S. kids have food allergies, and this rate is increasing. Why? What are we doing to make us more sensitive? I mean, peanut butter. Okay, what peanut butter did we eat growing up? We probably had Skippy, Jif, and Peter Pan. Right? Remember those Reese's commercials? Somebody was walking around with a thing of peanut butter. Somebody else was walking around with chocolate. And they would run into each other in the office. You got chocolate on my peanut butter. You got peanut butter on my chocolate. Then they'd just stick it in their mouths. And they'd be like, ah. And then it would, right? Were those the Reese's commercials? I guess, because there's nothing else that I think did peanut butter and chocolate. All right? So people were running around. I mean, my guess in the 1970s, I was a kid at the time. My guess is people were running around with jars of peanut butter because for that commercial to be as popular as it was, it had to be realistic. I had no idea. You know, my father fixed appliances. You know, his hands were always dirty. He never ran around with a jar of peanut butter. But my guess is about 40 years ago, you could run around with a jar of peanut butter at work. And everything was fine. And nobody had a problem with it. All right, now, we're seeing people die from food allergies. And we're talking, I mean, peanuts. Peanut sauce. I mean, I can understand shellfish. Shellfish I could always understand because of biblical times, shellfish was an issue. That's why it's not kosher. That's why in the Old Testament they say we can't eat shellfish. Okay, people would have allergies and die from shellfish. So God told the scribe or whoever wrote that passage in the Bible, I was like, all right, we gotta stay away from shellfish. This is killing people. Not to mention the dorsal vein, with the crustaceans. Was considered to be poisonous at the time, and people would get very, very sick from uncooked and undercooked shellfish. So in the laws of Kashrut, they were like, okay, hell no, don't even go there. And I mean, they probably didn't say hell no. You know, it was more like hell to the no, right? Because somebody's like, wait a second, I like my shrimp. And the other person's like, wait a second, we're Hebrews, can't have the shrimp. What? And then the other guy was like, what? And then, well, you know what? If they spoke Hebrew, it would have been ma. And the other one would have been mazeh, ma. Well, you know what? They spoke Aramaic then. Thoust? I don't know what they said back then, but they probably said no to the shellfish. My guess, because people were dying of it. So I'm bringing that up because I think shellfish allergies, that's been known for a long period of time. Citrus fruits causing your mouth to tingle a little bit, and then it gets you nervous because you feel like your tongue is blown up because you just had some cantaloupe. That's been around for a while. But these peanut allergies and these gluten allergies, this is what's kind of concerning me. Now, we have 8% of kids having food allergies. Many of these kids that have allergies to food are allergic to multiple foods. So to me, that means, and for those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Something is priming their immune system early on, causing them to reject these other foods. And it may not be in utero. It could be after the fact when they're babies. Now, what are we doing now that we didn't do in the olden days? Obamacare. No. What we did, we can't blame Obamacare for this one, as much as I'd like to, because I'm on one of those rants. We can't. I'm PMSing, so I'm really ticked off about politics right now. But no, no, no. We can't introduce that subject with this one. Okay, we used to breastfeed our kids for a very long period of time until they could drink wine, right? So we would breastfeed them, then they'd drink some water, then drink some wine. No Tang. Tang's been around for a while, but I'm talking caveman days. No Tang then, okay? No Kool-Aid, no soda pop. We breastfed them, okay? Then, in the 40s and 50s, we still breastfed. We breastfed babies. All of a sudden, there's formula. We could now give kids formulas. What if formulas are screwing these kids up? Okay? Then, I'm getting parents that before the child's four-month birthday, 4 months old, they're letting the baby lick their tuna salad or their peanut butter sandwich. Maybe that's what's screwing these kids up. Now, I'm not saying if you have a food allergy, you're messed up. What I'm saying is putting you at risk for anaphylactic shock. What do food allergies do? Well, they cause lack of breathing, hives, tightening of the throat, blood pressure drops, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain. It's your body reacting. It could be mild. It could be severe. All right. Now, this gluten allergy that a lot of you have, you'll come in and you'll say, test me for celiac disease. See if I'm allergic to gluten, which is a protein in wheat. Gluten is a protein in wheat products. And I run the panels and you're fine. I mean, I probably maybe have less than 1% of my patient practice truly allergic to gluten. Yet, when you guys eat gluten-free foods, you feel better. Is it because of the gluten, which I really can't stand saying that word, gluten, you know, because glutes, like the gluteus maximus, it's like a butt. Is it the gluten, or is it we're eating such refined processed crap day in and day out that that's why we're farting? I mean, today, what did I have for breakfast? Today, I had a leftover Farm Basket sandwich. Had the fried chicken, but it was only a half because I split it in half to cut my calories. And I did an hour workout yesterday, so I figured I could you know, have my little fried chicken Farm Basket sandwich on the white bread. All right? I actually feel kind of gassy. I do. And maybe it's not that I have celiac disease or I have a gluten allergy or a food allergy. It's because I had a fried chicken sandwich for breakfast. Was your body ever designed to have a fried chicken sandwich on a white, yummy, fluffy roll? Gosh, it was good. It was so good. No, our bodies aren't designed for that. So maybe we need to rethink what we're doing with kids. And I would love to see a study, more studies, on kids that are breastfed. The problem is if mom eats crap and the kid's getting breastfed, that could cause food allergies too. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of my favorite reporters, John Castanigo from Fox 5 Local, KVBU, is a representative of a phenomenal foundation called Quiet Storm. It's a non-profit organization that helps serve underserved youth, giving them educational opportunities, recreational opportunities to help them achieve their academic life goals, etc. I love it. Teaching them education, health, leadership, and they are having some phenomenal fundraisers coming up. And they also have a fundraiser that they co-manage or co-put on with Shriners Hospitals for Children. There's a golf tournament opening Wednesday, October 16th to October 20th. For those of you interested in helping a phenomenal organization, please check out QuietStormFoundation.com. Another great charity I love is Opportunity Village. I've been a fan of these guys for years. Opportunity Village provides opportunities for people that have been suffering with certain intellectual challenges, whether it be autism, cerebral palsy, MR, etc. And these are great, gifted individuals, adults, children alike. An Opportunity Village where I live has a magical forest where they decorate Christmas tree. You decorate trees, and they have this beautiful forest. They have a Halloween event coming up, and it's a phenomenal organization that needs your help. So please check out OpportunityVillage.org as well. Great stuff. Okay, now. One of you on air, I apologize, I didn't write your name, had asked about our antimicrobial soaps causing food allergies. I apologize, I didn't write your name down, so I can't give you credit for asking. We were talking about why food allergies could be possibly so, you know, all of a sudden we're spending $25 billion a year on food allergies. So, I mean, that's a good thought, okay? You know, is it that we are so antimicrobial these days? We're not letting our kids play in the mud. We're using Purell antimicrobial soap. The only soap I buy is antimicrobial. Of course, I'm a doctor. I see lots of patients. I don't want to get other patients sick, so I use all the precautions I can. I don't really have any food allergies, though, you know, but do my kids? Not yet. I mean, they say they're allergic to my cooking, but, you know, that's hard to narrow down. So, you know, that could be a thought. You know, we've talked about how a certain bacteria that we get exposed to as a child can actually help form our immune system, but not prime it to the point where we overreact. For example, in an anaphylactic episode, there was a study that came out saying pets, if you had a pet prior to the baby coming, the baby will have less allergies than if you have the baby and then you introduce the pet before. Well, it probably has to do with pregnant mom being around the pet. That gets into the baby's immune system, knows how to recognize it, maybe gets desensitized, etc. It's one of those catch-22s, okay? If the body has never seen something before, it's not going to have an allergy to it because your body never made the antibodies. Just like bee stings. Your very first bee sting ever usually doesn't cause anaphylactic shock. It's the subsequent ones. Because your body's immune system gets primed. They learn to identify the antigen. And then the next time they see it, boom, this whole immunologic process comes out. But then on the flip side, we talk about desensitization. When you get allergy shots, all right, let's say at the allergist, all right, it's a small amount to just induce an immune system, but to get to the immune system to go, oh, you know what, this is old hat. So that when they do see it again, they're like, well, no big deal, I don't need to protect the body. Why do you go into an anaphylactic shock? Why do you do that? Because the body's trying to protect you. When you have trouble breathing, when you have constriction of your throat or it feels that way, when you're vomiting after eating something, that is your body trying to protect you. If your body thinks something in you is evil, okay, and is going to do you harm, it is going to try to expel it or prevent any more of it from coming in your body. The problem is sometimes the response could be so dramatic that the response itself hurts you. People could die of dehydration from the cholera. People can die from anaphylactic shock from a bee sting. So it's your body doing what it's supposed to, but being a drama queen about it. Okay? So, but good thought. It could be a bacterial issue or the antimicrobial issue. You know, many of you have asked me, do I think, you know, Dr. Dahlia, do you think we do too much trying to fight infection? I mean, should we let kids be kids? Is that better for them? You know, I want to say yes, but then we have this kid on that slip and slide in Louisiana, right, that ended up getting the brain, quote-unquote brain-eating amoeba, the Naegleria fowleri. You know, when you hear of those kinds of things, you know, as a mom, you're like, all right, no more slip and slides, or no more playing in the mud, or no more playing in stagnant water. Gosh, I mean, where I grew up, if there was any water, I don't care how old it was, after a monsoon storm, we were in it. You know, I mean, problem is in Phoenix, I doubt any of these amoebas would live anyway. But it was, you know, it really is a different time. And I think we are doing harm by not having our kids outside, not getting sun exposure, vitamin D exposure. But we're so scared of the melanomas. We're so scared of certain bacterial antigens and some of the weird superbugs that they have out right now that, you know, I mean, you know, in the olden days, they were worried about consumption, tuberculosis, and plague. And parents did the same thing. They kept the kids, you know, locked inside the house. I mean, they might not have really understood about bacteria, but they knew that somebody sick could give it to you. And somebody breathing on you could give it to you. So they understood there was something. They just couldn't see it. They couldn't identify it back then. So, I mean, I think we do a lot of things wrong, but we have to, because we're worried about other types of consequences. All right. I mean, melanoma, we don't know how to beat melanoma 100% of the time. So until we do, I can't tell any of you to go out into the sun unprotected. And that's sad, because I think the key to a lot of our health lies in the sun. It's very frustrating. Extremely frustrating. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Apparently, a Dutch health official has warned that sugar is addictive and the most dangerous drug currently out there. Paul van der Velpen, head of Amsterdam's health service, says that sugar should be tightly regulated, because sugar is a drug. Right? You can eat some eggs for breakfast, you don't get hungry. You have some sugar for breakfast, you get hungry. Sugar, they say, is addictive. And I think many of us know. You eat a piece of chocolate cake, you crave more. You eat some Brussels sprouts, you want to vomit. I get that. I get that. Do I think sugar is addictive? Absolutely. Yeah. Do I think the sugar is our sole cause for our obesity? No. I think it's because we're not exercising. We're driving to work. All right? Obesity rose, you know, once we stopped taking buses, walking to work, subway, tending our own gardens, doing our own housework, right? Once we figured out ways to not have to move, you don't even have to walk to a mailbox anymore. You get your mail on your phone. I am sitting right now behind my microphone, and I don't have to walk to a mailbox. I get all my mail right here without even moving a glute. That's why we're having weight issues. So, but do I want sugar regulated? Not by our government. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.